Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: the halftime show was at my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm divorced and dating again. I have a special friend that is in a complicated marriage, and I slipped up and had sex with him a few weeks ago. Since then, he has been hooked on me, and he slides by my house whenever he can. We have unbelievable chemistry in the bedroom, but I still try to keep everything in perspective because he is married and I know his wife. We used to work together in gift wrapping at the mall every holiday season. She complained to me about her marriage back then and admitted to having an affair because her husband was not good in bed. I guess he wasn't giving her his best because he is by far the best lover I have ever had. Sunday, I got up and cooked oxtails, and her husband said he stopped by to have dinner with me during halftime. He came over and said he couldn't stay long, so we ate and started fooling around. A few minutes into it, my doorbell rang. We ignored it because we had more important things going on. Seconds later, I saw a woman's silhouette in my front window. He peeked out the blinds and said it was his wife. I told him to go out there and get her out of my yard. They started arguing, and she pushed him down. They wrestled and rolled all over my front yard while I stood in the front door and watched. I appreciate that her issue was with her husband and not with me. I handed her a hoodie to wear home because her shirt was torn and she didn't have a bra on. They both apologized for all of the confusion and they left. I've never been in this type of situation where the wife isn't worried about the other woman. Should I try to reach out and apologize so it won't be awkward in the future? Mm. What?
Wait a minute.
Awkward.
Is that awkward. What you're concerned about?
That's the issue?
I think you should move. Yeah, I don't think you should reach out and apologize. I think you should move because seriously, once she comes to her senses, the wife, it's going to be some issues. You're going to have some trouble. But I really think you should cut them off, both of them, him and her. Do not interact with him. Do not have sex with him. Do not text with him. Do not go anywhere with this woman's husband. So what, their marriage is complicated and both of them complain to you about the other one. She had an affair and he's having an affair with you. Marriage is just complicated, period. Even when you're happy, it's just complicated. So leave them to work out their own issues, their own problems, and don't be convenient for him to stop by any time and jump in your bed. That's crazy. This man is married. I don't care if he is the best sex you've ever had. Set boundaries. Consider yourself blessed that she didn't beat you down when she came over there, okay? She beat her husband instead. You got out unscathed when you could have gotten hurt or much worse. So I'm warning you, go on about your business, yourself, leave these people alone. Yep, things can happen. Either they will work it out or they'll divorce. If you guys still want each other then go about it the right way. But remember, he was cheating on her with you. So you know what they say. If you guys end up together, remember, cheating can always come back. All right? It can always come back. So you got out unhurt. Leave these people alone. Tommy.
Lady. This ain't over. You think this over? This just getting started. You think because you pass out a funky little hoodie to cover herself up, you think y'all cool now? That's what you think?
The girl.
Let me tell you something, baby girl. This is far from over. She knows exactly where to know. She knows exactly where you live. She already know how to peep through the window. This finna go down. Your ass whooping is getting lined up. You just don't know when it's gonna happen. And guess what? She knows everything. You know where you live. And I promise you, let's see, it's October right now. You can rest assured, come November, late November, when you're all over there at that gift wrapping place, you're going to get your ass whooped at that gift wrapping place. I could assure you that. Matter of fact, you might get boxed up and gift wrap your damn self. There's no doubt to it. I promise you. I can assure you that you're going to get your behind whooped. So it's just a matter of time. You deserve it. It's coming your way. You put it out there. You did it. I don't know how good your oxtails was. We never talked about that. That was going on at halftime. But I do know by you standing... You standing butt naked in that doorway looking at the fight. Everybody in the yard, outside, in the neighborhood got to be looking at the fight. This is a hot mess. You think you got by. No, you did not. Your ass whooping is just postponed for the time being. But it was sooner or later, you will be getting yours and the butt whooping will be delivered. See, everybody in the neighborhood knows that it's your fault. Everybody in the neighborhood knows she need her ass whooped. When black people start saying she need her butt whooped, he need his butt whooped, trust me, it's just a matter of time before it happens. So get ready, baby girl. Your ass whooping is coming.
That's why I told her to move.
Surely, moving don't mean nothing. No, we'll figure
that
out, too.
They'll find her.
We're going to find that, too. Because we know exactly where you work. We know exactly what you're doing. I promise you. It's going to happen around Christmas time. All that gift, all them bows, all that scotch tape, all that's going. You're going to get your ass whooped with everything. I promise you. Roll it and all roll this butt whooping. Roll this butt whooping all the way over to the Santa Claus area. All this. All where the kids in line at. We're going to have all this. It's going to be a great ass whooping at the mall. And it doesn't get any better than that. There you
all
have
right,
it.
Well, thank you, nephew. Coming up, we'll have part two of today's Strawberry Letter Response. We'll talk to Junior, see his perspective, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is the halftime show was at my house. Now, that is not a lie. It certainly was. The halftime show was at my house.
Why did they even go outside?
I know. We'll get back into the letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is the halftime was at my house. Halftime show was at my house. This is a woman that's divorced and dating again. She happens to be dating a married man. She calls him a special friend that is in a complicated marriage. She slipped up, she says, and had sex with him a few weeks ago. She says it's the best sex she's ever had. She happens to know his wife. They work together, actually, at a gift wrapping shop, gift wrapping at the mall every holiday season. That's how she knows the wife. But and she knew the wife because the wife was complaining about the horrible sex that her husband had. And the wife was having an affair as well. But she didn't know why the wife was complaining, because she said her husband would stop by and that was the best sex she's ever had. So Sunday, she said, She got up, cooked some oxtails. The woman's husband said he stopped by and have dinner with her for halftime. Well, he came over but couldn't stay long. And of course, they ate and then started fooling around, messing around. And then the doorbell rang. Well, the doorbell rang. Guess who it was? It was his wife. It was his wife. So she told him, yeah, she told him to go out there and get her out of his yard. But that it didn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. The wife ended up pushing the husband down. They ended up rolling around in the yard, fighting, tearing clothes up and all of that, while the woman stood in the doorway watching it. And she was just so surprised that the woman, you know, didn't blame her. She just jumped on the husband. Well, they both apologized for the confusion and they left. And she's thinking that she's out of the woods because the woman didn't jump on her. I told her to move. Tommy said, oh, don't worry. It's coming. Once they sort things out, the butt whooping is coming. So she wants to know, won't this be awkward in the future? What should she do? Junior, what you got?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. Let's give this man a round of applause. That's what I think.
Yeah?
He deserves a standing ovation. This man doing it. First of all, your wife had an affair first, so you found somebody else to go sleep with. But she says you the best thing ever. Let's give this man a round of applause. I'm going to tell you right now, the gift wrapping department got it going on. It's some things happening in wrapping these gifts. You talk about gifts and oxtails. This man is amazing.
Together?
You getting gifts wrapped.
Uh-huh.
And then you getting oxtails. And then on top of that, if your sex wasn't good, then why is your wife out here wrestling with you in her yard? This man deserves a round of give a standing ovation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he out there got him some, and then he out there not even talking to the wife. She wrestling in the front yard with this man right here. This man is dog. This dude is cold. You mean tell me they ain't wrapping just these presents? He unwrapping presents.
Yeah.
See, this man, I'm telling you, Tommy, this is your perfect hero, Tommy. You need to give this man a round of applause, man. His standing ovation. This man deserves this. You can get oxtails, wrap gifts, and roll around in the yard with your wife. And you at your side chick house. This man makes it.
But then side chick wants to know, stupid. Should she reach out and apologize?
Matter of fact, your side chick gave your wife a sweater. Y'all missing
beautiful
this.
Junior.
This man.
He coming back for the sweater, Junior.
If the man's sex wasn't good, why you out in the front yard rolling around in it with
him? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
At your side piece house. How come she know where to find you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you right. This is better than the halftime show. Damn that band. Come out here and look at the yard.
Yeah, HBCU band.
Yeah. Everybody try to see this halftime show. Oh, this ain't. This ain't the Marshall 100. We out here in the yard and it's 100.
But Junior, here's the part. The side chick wants to know, should she reach out and apologize to them?
Hell no. You gave her a shirt. That was an apology enough.
You better get the package.
But I'm going to tell you right now, they in there wrapping gifts. Now, you know December coming, so they finna do it again.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You might as well go ahead, because clearly, the wife know it's good. You know it's good. You can say one thing, but how you act is a different thing.
Uh-huh.
You in the yard rolling with this man, but you told her his sex wasn't good and you had an affair.
Mm-hmm. Does the husband know the wife had an affair?
Clearly.
Unless number two told him. Unless she
number
told
two
him.
Told him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you over there fighting in her yard.
Uh-huh.
Look at this.
She's
like
fighting
I'm
for
saying,
something.
They all live in the same neighborhood. Because how she know how to find you?
Uh-huh.
She went to the right to the same house. I see a woman's silhouette. How she get in?
Well, it was an accident. She says she slipped up and had sex
with him a few
years ago.
When you live in suburbs, ain't nobody locking their doors. She walked right on in there.
What is this slipped up? What does slipped up mean? Yeah.
You can't. You know, if I could slip up and have sex, you know how many people I'd have sex with?
Well, that's what she said. Yeah,
I slipped up and had sex. That ain't no. All the sex I had been planned. I ain't slipped. You ain't never slipped up into sex, Tommy. Have you all your life?
Never,
though, when we talking about in your teenage years, have you ever slipped up and had sex? No,
never.
But that's what she said, and then she said after that he's been hooked on her ever since.
Oh,
and he slides by my house whenever he
can. So I slipped up and got addicted.
Ooh, you scared me. Ooh, you scared me right there.
I know.
Ooh, man, let's hurry up and go to a commercial. You scared me right there. Promised my uncle we would have a show when he came back. I can't mess this up. Lord, you scared me. Don't you ever say that word again. That got me.
Addicted. All right. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.